Network. I am your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Friday, Hornet. It is not fun Friday. No. It's not fun Friday, baby. It is funky, get down Friday, Hornet up in here. Listen now, Bart, don't y'all start no clowning up in this engineer booth. I done told y'all when I get to work, y'all just gets crazy. Look, sit down. Do I need to take my strap off up in here? I will beat your tail. Y'all be cool now. Now, listen now. It is Friday. They done got funky already up in here. It's April 8, 2022, 1 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 2 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. And you know I got to push it up to the ATL, Give a shout-out to all my big poppers in the ATL. I ain't calling no names. Don't want no dust flying over me, sugar. Listen, I got to give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe. Do have some members in the East and West Africa, also UK and Germany, and my honorary member in India, Kurumbutori. Now, listen, y'all know I'm always talking about Kurumbutori. He did a promotion last year, and I am telling you, his debut album, Studio 3311, is still eat it up, honey, still burn it up. Now, listen, let me tell y'all something. This show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum. If y'all don't put the rum bottles down, listen, Bert, Ernie, Bert, put my bottles down. Y'all supposed to just pour, not sip. Put my bottles down. Now, y'all, this ain't Bert and Ernie from Sesame Street. I told y'all, these folks come off the street with these costumes on, looking like Bert and Ernie, trying to get them some free sip of Gumba Rum. No, it ain't free. No, it ain't free up in here. Now, listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum, GUBBARUM.com, Gumba Rum. It is wicked smooth. It's the smoothest rum on the planet. Now, listen, y'all, I got some hot stuff on today. Now, look, I know it's Friday. Y'all at your jobs. You ain't doing no work, but listen, I want y'all to listen. I got a special guest here on today. Super hot and super talented artist. She goes by the name of She. Yes. Hello, how are you on today?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful gravy, baby.
Very good. I'm so glad to have you here on today.
Absolutely. No, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
You're more than welcome. Now, you have a history of singing R&B and rap. Tell me, how did you first get your start in music? Did you always know you wanted to be an artist, or did it something just came along later in life?
Yeah, you know, I just popped out the womb and started singing, you know. No, just kidding. I started singing around probably at the age of 7, and when I found out or realized that I could really kind of sing, was more closer to when I was, you know, teenage years, and my auntie kind of found me singing in a closet, and she was like, you ain't singing in a closet, girl. You gonna come out this closet, you gonna sing in the choir. So that's where it started.
Really? You were singing in the closet?
I was hiding it, yeah. Yeah, but, you know,
okay.
It's kind of like, do I really sound good or do I just sound good to me?
I know what you mean. You know, because everyone that sings, you know, it's like, okay, I got the next hit. You know, I'm the next big thing in music. And you'd be like, no, baby, No. Next.
Oh, man. Yep, exactly. Just like that.
Listen, I understand you are multi-talented. You're an actress, a poet, and a novelist and producer.
Yes, yes, yes.
Wow.
You know, over
wow.
the years, you know, in this industry too, sometimes the, you know, the few intertwine together. And that's what happened is, you know, through singing with the choir and stuff through the church, I was able to start acting in stage plays, which eventually got me into a big stage play, which was based on the movie called Sparkle. But yeah, definitely, I'm multi-talented. I play keyboards. I used to play drums in an alternative band in high school, which is interesting to me still to this day, but but I just, I've always had this passion for entertainment and just, you know, uplifting people and inspiring them through music and art.
Yes, I do understand. I really do. I love entertainment as well and inspiring people, so I understand what you mean. And let me see. Now, your mom, she also released an album back in 1972. She was a professional singer as well. Is that correct?
Yes, yes. Yes, ma'am, that's correct. And it wasn't, it was funny, it wasn't just my mom, it was my entire family. Like, my grandma, she, you know, taught the whole family basically how to harmonize and taught each of the girls, you know, whether, you know, to sing in an alto tone or tenor or whatever. She taught us how to harmonize. And so that was, like, just the beautiful thing. They created an album together and, you know, definitely it was an inspiration to me, and that's kind of what got me into music, too, is just hearing them.
Okay. And tell me your song that's out now, Manifestations. Tell me about that thing. We're going to play that today as well.
Yes. That is off of my new double EP, which the first part is called Love, and the second part is called Conscious. Now, if you're looking for Manifestations, that's on the Conscious album. And that is out as of last night. So we just had a listening party. Everybody loves the song, and it's really catching, you know, waves. So I really, really feel like this might be the one.
Okay, okay. Wonderful. And so I also know that you're currently residing in Decatur, Georgia.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Decatur wears greater.
Okay. Love it, love it, love it. You know, I love the ATM, love my home team, you know.
Yes. I love ATL. I've been here like 4 years, and it's just growing on me, you know. I got roots now in my back, everything, you know. I'm like, I'm here.
Okay, okay, cool. And tell me about Manifestations, the song Manifestations. What is it about? What's the message in that particular song?
So the message of that song is just basically believing in yourself, you know, and knowing that you do have a power, because a lot of people sometimes we don't realize we're our worst enemy. Our minds are our worst enemy. And the Manifestations is the caveat to that is, hey, you have this power within you. You have this force within you. You just have to use that force. So that's what I did. I created Manifestations to let the world know that they have this power, you know. Don't doubt yourself. Just go out and live your dreams. Everybody has a purpose. And if something keeps knocking on you and you have a pull and it's like pulling you and that force is like, come this way, go with mm-hmm. the force, baby.
Yes, yes. I love that. At this point, we're going to go ahead and listen to Manifestation. That was powerful, what you just said. We're going to come back and talk about that a little bit more. Right now, folks, if you're listening in, you're listening to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson. On today, I have the artist, She, and the song you're about to hear is Manifestations. I want you guys to take a close listen. Check this out.
Rise and grind, awaken up my mind's eye to see. Manifestations by the artist She. Now listen, you guys, I do want to take a moment out to thank you guys for listening in, especially my international listeners. I really do appreciate you guys. You are so loyal. Those that listen in from the UK, Germany, Ireland. We have some listeners that listen in from the Netherlands. I really do appreciate you guys. You are so awesome, as I check every week, and I see you guys are sticking and so loyal, so I really do appreciate that. Up next, we have Miss Janet Jackson. That is a no sleep.
Just a little more, yeah. Just a little more, yeah. Just a little more, hey. Just a little more, yeah. way, you go yours. You taste real life, I taste pure. Sweet at first, but after a while, too much sugar, they say it's bad for your smile. And I wear a frown now, cause I miss real. I miss a warm house and home-cooked meals. And you miss junk food, that's why we work. You bring cooked food, and I bring dessert. And meet up at the place that we always do. The one swimming through my mind, that was always you. Our time together has inspired a song or two, or three, or four, or more, me or more. I'm sure either you're the one, or I'm caught in the matrix. Staying up for hours while we talk and get wasted. Not from weed smoke or this cheap wine. Drunk off love, we both feel deep down. But too scared to say, cause we know how this ends. Thinking maybe we be better off friends with benefits. For the moment, this adrenaline got me feeling like a kid again. Butterflies like MJ, had to fit it in my schedule. Check the bezel, gotta skate by six. Damn, how'd it get so late so quick? The sun rising. Until the next time, I love diving in your mind and coming out with every diamond I can find. No sleep.
All right, good people. All right, good people. That is no sleep. Y'all know what? To make the best kind of love is when you ain't getting no sleep. You know what I mean? Now, listen, okay. Now, y'all know mama likes to entertain. Y'all likes to entertain. But for real, though, if you got a love or a husband, a mate, or whatever, and y'all ain't getting no sleep, that's a good thing. Okay. Now, listen. I got a really, really super fly, really dope artist here on today. She, and we are talking about her release manifestations, and I want to dig into a little bit about purpose and the name of her entertainment company, which is Preppy Thug. Preppy Thug. That's interesting. She, yeah, I like that. Yeah. Where did you come up with that? Preppy Thug. Hey, I'm a Preppy Thug, baby. Okay. Yeah, you know I like to entertain, honey.
Yeah. Well, Preppy Thug, you know, Preppy is, everybody knows what Preppy is, you know, the astute, intellectual, nerdy type, right? But I'm kind of a mixture of the two, and I've met a lot of people who are like that. They're not completely hood or street. You know, they kind of on them in between. You might be a little bougie, you know, you might have your little, you know, taste, you know, you might be very nerdy, maybe into science, but you might also be into some hood music. You know, you might want to bump some Tupac or some Nipsey Hussle. So that's what a Preppy Thug is. You're the borderline person. You're in between.
And that is so true. You know, we confuse the hell out of people. When we come like that, people be so confused. You know, they be like,
right.
They be like, I see one of them, you know, real sweet girls, you know, because I understand Preppy Thug. That's me. That's my soul, honey. Look, I will go intelligent on you. You mess with my people, I'm pulling out my hatchet, and I'm going to cut you up. You know what I mean? So listen, I understand Preppy Thug. And people be confused as hell. They be like, I see real polite and sweet. Yeah, I am. But don't mess with me or my people, my folks. You're going to find out what the thug is, you know?
Right. Don't bring the thug out now. We can get down and dirty. We can take the earrings off, you know.
Woo! It's just like my girl Tammy. You know Tammy Roman. Well, ain't nothing preppy about her. She's straight thug.
You know what I mean? All thugs.
I love her. Tammy Roman. She, oh, Lord, that girl can roll.
Oh, she going to give it to you straight. No chaser.
Yes. And it was so funny. Let me tell you this real quick. And I got a question for you about purpose. She had everybody confused yesterday. She had a video. Now, she had a video. We know yesterday was Thursday. And she put out the video saying it was Friday. All through the video. She said, y'all know today Friday. And everybody was like, is today Friday? She got us.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, she did. It was, girl, that thing was so funny. It wasn't even, I'm telling you, it was just too much.
I'll have to look for that.
Yeah, check it out. She got these official bonnet chronicles for the women that go out in the street with their bonnets on, you know. And so she does these videos.
Lord.
They are great.
Really?
Yes, they are awesome. On Instagram. She does them on Instagram. They're awesome. And she has a line of bonnets.
Check it out.
Yeah, check it out.
Listen, I want to talk to you about purpose. That's enough. See, me and you, we can hang. We can hang, girlfriend. Cause listen.
Oh, any day.
Purpose? Now, you talking about purpose. Ooh.
Yeah.
It gives me chills. Because I believe everybody needs to find a purpose in life. You know, a person that's walking around not knowing their purpose leads to a lot of destructive behaviors. You know, I don't know where that came from. The Holy Ghost, I guess. But I'm serious. What would you say to somebody that is stuck and they don't understand how to find their purpose? They don't know, you know, which direction to go. What would you do? You know, you're a woman that understands purpose. Clearly, you understand manifestations. And so what would you do to speak to the listening audience about purpose and how to get that thing to be manifested?
So your purpose is your true divine power, and your power is what you're good at, you know. Even the Bible, you know, hints at, you know, everybody's born with talents. You know, some people walk around. I hear people say sometimes, oh, I don't have a talent. But they might be a really good researcher. They might be able to find the tea. You know what I'm saying? So that might be your niche right there. That's your purpose, is to dish the tea. No. But no, seriously.
I like that.
When you feel that power, when you know and you see that people are responsive to it, that's your path. That's a clear indicator that you're on the right path. And also, if you're into numerology, which I am, numbers will pop up like 222, right? That's a big number. 333, 444. These are all manifesting numbers. These are creation numbers from the universe, and they're giving you signs and saying, "Hey, keep going. You're on the right path."
Divine intuition
is all around us all the time.
Wow. You're into numerology. It's funny that you said it because, we got a whole other show going on. You're going to have to come back, sister. We're going to talk about music and numerology. Wow. I'm serious right now. You know, this has always been part of my life for some reason. I could never figure it out with numbers. And it's like, why does this happen? I've even hit the lottery with this thing with hunches or whatever you want to call it, intuition with numbers. And I know, like, why does this always happen? Now, I'm going to tell you on the real, I missed a big lotto because I had all the numbers. Do you not know them numbers came out? You know they
No.
Out? Every last one of them. I said, Lord, I've been sick ever since.
Oh, my. Ooh.
And the 222, that's one of my numbers, the 222, when I moved to Louisiana. 1, 2, 3 kept coming up. And it kept falling in a lot. I'm like, what is going on? So I played 1, 2, 3. Of course, it came out. Now, this doesn't always happen. I can go to the boat, wherever. And it's like, ting, 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 ting. I'm like, what kind of dust is on me? What is this? I'm serious.
Oh my God, that's funny. No, but seriously, that's true. Like, the numbers, they don't lie, and those are your indicators. They're telling you things, you know. So, you know, definitely look into that. If you haven't looked into numerology, I highly suggest it.
Well, and my brother, so me and my older brother, we got a thing going on. I'll call him and tell him, you know, this number keep bugging me. Play it. He plays it. Sometimes it comes, sometimes it don't. But he hit big one time. And he just came. He said, "Yeah, I got something." Everybody just started, you know, "I got something. I ain't gonna tell you what happened." And I'm like, "Oh, okay." So now break this down with numerology. We're gonna get back to the music. See, now this interview is going all different ways with you. This has never happened before.
That's all right. I can take you everywhere. Rabbit hole, matrix.
Okay. Now, with numerology, do you work with people, or is it just something you enjoy and it's one of your pastime things to do?
It's actually something I really enjoy, and I've just over the years gotten more into that on a spiritual level. And I admire a lot of some of the speakers of their metaphysical teachers. One of my favorites is Dr. Phil Valentine. And if you have never heard of him, if this is your first time hearing that name, I highly recommend go to YouTube. Just look up one of his lectures. I'm telling you, your brain will explode, and yeah, you will be overwhelmed with information, but it's good information. It's enlightening.
Okay. I'm going to have to look him up. Thank you for that.
Absolutely.
Yes. Now, what's next on your agenda or your schedule for your music with your recent release with Love Conscience? What's on your schedule next? What do you have coming up? What are your plans?
Well, my next plan, there is a song on that album called Caviar Dreams featuring my homegirl, Lexi Simone. Man, the queen is fire, okay? The best spitter I've met out here in ATL. And that, we're going to make it into a video. You know, I just got this vibe on that song, and I said, you know what? That's going to be the next one, you know, that I have to make a visual. So that's short term. That's what's coming. But I have also been booked for the Believe Music Hall here in Atlanta on May 19th. So that is going to be amazing. It's my first major headlining concert, and I want everybody to come out. So please support, tap in Atlanta Mini Fest, buy a ticket, tell them you're coming to see Shay.
Okay. Wonderful. So I've been pronouncing your name. She is Shay. Girl, why you ain't tell me? I'm sitting up here. Now, you know, I just got this big old poop on my head. Y'all stop laughing at me back there. Stop laughing. Not up in here. Not up in here. You know? Okay. Uh-huh. Just keep sipping your rum, okay?
I'm a preppy thug, so I have to have a little preppy on it, so I have the accent over the E to make it Shay.
I love it. Girl, I love you. You all right, honey. You all right.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah. Yes. My goodness. I just met my sister, y'all.
Yes. Another fierce female.
Yes, I see. Indeed. Now, listen, we just about out of time. Girl, that was the fastest 30 minutes I ever seen go by.
I know, right? We're going to come back, though. I'm going to come back.
Yeah, you're going to have to come back. I'm serious. I am so serious. You know what? After your, was it May 19th?
May 19th, yeah.
Okay, after May 19th, maybe you can come back possibly early June. Tell us about the experience and what was it like. That would be really awesome. That would be great. And we'll play more of your music, more than Manifestation. We'll play a couple of your hits, and we can do that early June. That'd be awesome.
Yes. No, thank you. I really would appreciate that, and I love people. So everybody come out. Everybody tap into the Love Conscious and feel that vibe and the experience. And I appreciate Fierce Female Radio for having me on today as well. Thank you.
You're welcome. Guys, we are pretty much out of time. This has been phenomenal. Back of my hair. The little hairs on my head is standing up. That means something. That don't happen too often.
Yep.
So listen, the little hairs is standing up. So listen, she's coming back in June. I'm going to get with your management team. We're going to get you back on. I'm telling you. Woo, girl, you're going to blow up like everything. I'm going to tell you this. Now, this is for real. Shay, this is for real. This is on the real. A lot of times on this show, spirit comes in. Now, I'm serious. And things will come up during the interview, and we're just talking. And it happens. I had a lot of guests that come on, and I'm telling you, they are blowing up big time. It ain't got nothing to do with me. All glory goes to God. It is Him, the Father, that sits in heaven and makes these things happen. I'm telling you, your career is going to span off in multiple directions. Not only with music, you're going to be known for your music, going to be known for your talent, commercials. Now, your music, you can also do music as far as commercials, name brand items that will be commercialized on major television. And so these things is going to come into fruition for you. Not only just the acting and the music, you're going to have a five-prong approach. So there's five areas that you'll be pulling in the coins, the cash coins. I ain't talking about quarters, y'all. I'm not talking about dimes. I'm talking about dollar bills, okay? So get this straight. It's going to be poured in. See, this is a woman of purpose. When you have somebody that's a woman of purpose, She has a reason for being. She has a reason for moving out into the atmosphere. See, she operates not only in the earth realm, she operates in the spirit realm. Mm-hmm. See, she gets things done for the Father God, which is in heaven. She knows about blessing others. So God will bless her to bless others. Oh, my God. I tell you, this woman is on fire. I'm talking about she's been sent and called. She has an ordained call on her life, not only for music, but a whole lot of other things. I am telling you, sister girl, run with it, run with it, run with it, run with it. Woo, Lord.
Amen, amen. Yes,
wow. Yes,
I believe in that. I believe in that wholeheartedly. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. That was a pour from heaven. That wasn't me. That was a pour from heaven. I got to get on up out of here, honey. I am out of time. We're going to end the show with manifestations, y'all. And she's going to come back in June, and she's going to talk to us some more because this has been fabulous. It's been a true blast. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Before I'm a boss, I'm a sleepless night.